T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
After, and I know you guys talked about this yesterday, and I don't want to belabor the point because it was just bad basketball as a whole. But are we even looking bright spots down this stretch? Because it does not look like competitiveness is the idea.
No, I mean, competitiveness is being shot into the sun.
Yeah.
But there is bright spots to look for. There's no doubt about that.
I think there is.
I mean, getting Jaden Sharp real reps. And honestly, I asked Chauncey Billups about this exact thing. We talked about this yesterday, in that following that Pelicans game, I looked at Chauncey and I was like, I don't know a way to ask us other than, is it sometimes good for a young guy to get his teeth kicked in? And he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's like, and it's because it resets your ego.
See, but, and this is why I go, these aren't real reps for Shaedon Sharpe, because this isn't what life of him in the NBA will be like. Because real reps are playing within the flow and construct of things aren't running through you, things are running through Damian Lillard, things are running with a balance around you, and the Blazers just don't have that right now, you know? And like, so this is kind of like an inflated idea of what Shaedon Sharpe will be, because I mean, this everything has to run through him.
He's the best player on the floor.
That's not what real reps for him will be like, because the real reps are going to be in a flow of a team game.
I like this because it does give the yardstick of where he's at as a creator, as a decision maker. And again, those are the questions that I had for Chauncey. Like, what are you trying to do with Shaedon of these final like 9 games?
Yeah.
And it was, is it about making decisions or is it about organizing? Because those are two very, very different things in basketball. Ryan, the reason was like, why is Ryan Archie Diakono playing over Keon Johnson? Because Archie Diakono is a organizer. He will get your team organized. Keon does not do that. And it's not a criticism. It's just not his skill set.
No.
Archie is there to get things organized so Shaedon can go do things.
Yep.
If you're asking Shaedon to organize and then also make decisions, you are setting him up for failure.
Absolutely. And so 100%.
So you're in that ABC process, you're removing A. You're saying go from B to C. And that is an easier thing to look at, because what we're seeing is, even outside of the face guarding, the insane defense that Herb Jones literally turned his back to everything. They basically played a box and one, with the one being permanently glued to Shaedon. But it showed Shaedon what it looks like when you're going to see that show, that blitz, that trap. Because every time they put him in a pick and roll, there's somebody else stepping up.
Yeah.
And forcing him to give the ball up. But that part of it is huge, because it's not just being able to read that, it's being able to read it and know where to go with the ball, and not only knowing where to go with the ball, how to get it there.
Yeah.
If you've watched him over the last couple games, he's trying pocket passes. He's trying skip passes. Like, they're failing because he's never had to make those plays in his life before.
I think that is where it also can be a letdown to him, and to not a detriment to him, because he's getting these experiences, but it may stunt growth a little bit more, is when you're not playing around guys that, if this team is, you know, fully loaded, right, and he's getting these reps, and he has the talent around him to balance things out, right? A lot of it's not working because, one, he's never done it before, but two, because of the other four on the floor.
Yes.
And I think that is where this is like, rah, so hard to kind of parse through you know, what can be taken from any of these remaining games.
I genuinely like it.
Yeah.
And this is the thing that you off air, you and I have talked about a ton. Put him in situations where he fails.
Do it.
Because you need to get the measuring stick going on what he can and can't do. Because you don't know. We didn't know Ant could run an offense. We thought he was just, you know, a shooter. Mm-hmm. And then it turns out he can run an offense and he can do it really well. Well, if you're putting Shade in that same incubator a couple years earlier and you go, hey, this isn't the final grade. This is just, this is the placement test.
Yeah.
Right. And that's all this is. It's even his failures are good because then you have those established lines of like, okay, in the future, we probably shouldn't ask this of him. It's just not a part of his game. But if you see a little something, you go, ooh, maybe he's got a little something as a second side creator, you know, attacking closeouts and playing downhill 4-on-3s and making decisions on the move. Because if those markers are there, then Sprague's whole baby Kobe stuff starts like kind of taking on a little bit more life of its own.
That needs to just stop.
I'm just saying, you know, some people have higher expectations of Shaden than I do.
All right, but that game is tonight, and we already went way more than I thought we would on that.
Come, babe.
But you answered or you asked a question on social media and to me earlier that at the core of me, it just doesn't make sense.
Mm.
Because what is on the line for Sacramento tonight is a win, and they are 14-point favorites, which is the most that they've been favored in a game in 30 years.
Ah.
30 years! Mm. And this is the biggest favorites that they've been. They can make the playoffs for the first time since the 2005-2006 season with a win over the Portland Trail Blazers.
16 years.
That's the longest active playoff drought in professional sports, right?
Yes.
Should Blazer fans light the beam?
In honor of the Kings.
In honor of the Kings when they beat the Blazers tonight. Mm-hmm. At my core, that goes against everything that Portland and the Trail Blazers have been, especially when you go back and you go the early 2000s mm-hmm. when the Kings were really now, they didn't meet in the playoffs.
No.
But it was like those two teams. It seemed like you had three teams in the West.
Lakers,
Kings, and Blazers, where it was going to come down to one of those three teams. And that was like, no, I would never do that. Like, there's still 23 years, and there's still like a little bit of that. No, I'm keeping my eye on the Kings and the turd pasture that they play in Arco. Even though I know they play in a brand new great arena.
It's pretty nice.
On the Riverwalk. But no, but then as I think of it, I'm like, this Blazer team is nowhere near that.
No.
There's nowhere, and there should be like a little bit of solidarity with the small market Kings.
And not only that.
I'm broken.
Mostly I just look at this and go, 16 years is a long ass time, man.
Yeah, it really is.
You want to talk about beaten down. This fan base is struggling with tanking for four total months over the last 2 years. This other franchise in Sacramento has done it multiple times and never gotten it right. You think about every single draft pick that they have gotten wrong. Thomas Robinson over Damian Lillard. Marvin Bagley over Luka Doncic. They could have had CJ McCollum or Giannis. Like, there's so many just in recent memory. Hell, we hate the 2017 draft. Guess how much the Kings hate the 2017 draft. They took Justin Jackson and Harry Giles.
Oh, jeez.
They took the two worst players in that pile. The only players that turned out worse, basically, in that range were TJ Leaf, who Neil O'Shea brought back, and what, Justin Patton?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Justin Patton, we all thought that may be a flyer that they was going to work out, though, out of Creighton.
Hey, listen, man, he's balling in France right now. But
in France.
I was talking to some scouts who went to watch Wemby. Like, yeah, Justin Patton's there. He looks really good. But the Kings have been, they've floundered for so long, and they have suffered through so much. I'm actually okay with the Blazers going, you know what? Good job, Kings.
Here's some factoids about the Kings losing streak that I've just looked up. I went and I looked up 16-year drought.
Mm-hmm.
Half of those seasons, they have won less than 30 games.
Oh, yeah. They haven't been over 500 once.
Under 30 games, though. I mean, that is, Like, that's egregious when you're looking at under 30 wins 8 times. They have had a total of 12 head coaches since the last time that they played in the playoffs. Okay. Now, those aren't all full-time guys. I mean, in the 2014-2015 season, they had 3 coaches.
So you had the
Michael Malone, Corbin, George Karl.
Yeah, and then you have
Jeez.
Corbin came back later, or is it earlier? He was an interim coach too. You had Jaeger in there. You had Walton in there. I mean, they have had so many, and that's the other thing, is Brown has been fantastic for them.
So they've had 9 full-time head coaches, non-interim.
Jeez.
9 full-time head coaches.
1 every 2 years.
Yeah, that's more than every other year. And then they've had under 30 wins in half of the seasons. Just think of that. And in this stretch as well, you have, you know, Vivek Ranadive come in and say, like at the very beginning of his ownership,
play 4-on-5.
We are going to play cherry picking offense because my son's middle school basketball team did it. Which, I mean, Blazer fans, like, we think of how low you feel. Like, it's like, oh, hey, do Burt Cold and Jody Allen care or know what they're doing? Well, yeah, they do care, and they have a lot of people that know what they're doing. Vivek Ranadive took over the team and said, let's run the cherry picking offense because my kid's team does it.
And then,
and the mandate was that the NBA was, guys, like, we're not going to do this. They're like, fine, we're doing it with the G League team. And Reno did it. The Reno Bighorns.
They gave it a try. And then you had the Steph Curry renaissance. And so Vivek saw Buddy Hield in college and said he's going to be the next Steph Curry. And I will give Vivek a little credit here. Buddy's going to be probably a top 5 3-point record holder when it's all said and done.
Yeah. And there's more to basketball.
But
that Steph Curry.
But he was he was inundated with Buddy Hield coming out, and then obviously the trade from New Orleans to Sacramento. It hasn't worked out for the Kings, which is why when they traded Tyrese Halliburton, I was like, oh God, no. Oh God, no, Kings. Because I think Halley's gonna be a superstar in this league, and it's turning very quickly into that. Sabonis, though, has been everything. Fox and the Ox has been everything that city and that franchise needs. Yeah. And honestly, if they don't win a playoff series, I don't think they care. But just
getting there is, well, hell, Portland had a rally. Remember when the Pioneer Square was full of people?
10,000 people.
There was a lot of people down there for that. Just for making the playoffs. Yeah,
and that
winning
was after,
doesn't matter.
That was after they missed the playoffs for, what, 5 years?
Yeah.
It was 5, not 16.
Yeah.
16, like, everybody here talks about, oh, you know, look at the Kings, look how great they're doing. You don't want to be 16 years out of the playoffs to win 48 games.
All right. 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. Screw being happy for the Kings. As a Mariners fan, who celebrated breaking the 21-year streak.
I did.
It stinks when it's the 2 longest streaks after it are the Phillies and Kings are snapped essentially in the same time. Our misery was so freaking long and we can't even go one season with the narrative of a 15 to 20 year drought on another organization. Whatever.
I mean, I think
I
get it, but also I think collectively everyone cheered.
Okay.
For the Mariners.
Yeah, they did.
And the Kings are in the same boat.
Yeah.
Like, it has been 16 years of sorrow, and they haven't had any nice things.
No. All right. What is the worst organization in sports then? I mean, think of it. Because we can't point to 21 years without the playoffs. Even the Pirates have made the postseason. Right?
Yeah.
So we can go down, like, think of this. The Kings are going to do it. They're going to do it tonight in Portland.
One way or the other, because the Timberwolves and the Clippers, I think they both play tonight.
Yeah.
If either one of those teams lose, their magic number is 1. So either they win or either one of those teams lose. I honestly hope the Kings beat the Blazers tonight before those other games go final. So it's them that does it.
Timberwolves play the Suns at 7 on ESPN.
So it's running on the same time, but it's national, so it'll go
a little bit
later.
Longer. Yep. And then what was the other team?
Clippers.
So they're at 5. They play the Grizzlies at 5.
Ah, god dang it.
The Grizzlies are good again.
Yeah, so they'll probably win
that
game.
Turns out John Morant's still good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.